Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Ez Hashem, today we'll be seeing Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Bedalid Prakim Ha'olam Nidayim." Tzarich Bir, what do we have to know when the world is needing for? What's it Negeya L'maisa? It's Rashi in the Gemara in Divrei HaMasel, Kuravasi Omar, that the nafkamina boy Adam is needed b'chol yoim, she is pal, she yedoyno yoyse the kafschus, lo yikon to all of me, so you see a chiddush in Rashi, l'choyer the din is easier tzadik, is easier rosh, aba filu hachi, tfilah is payol, rakosh bahu kadan osay le kafschus. However, this is by the din of Adam. By the other dinim, we don't find that Chazal and Mesakin Tfilas Miuchadis, that you should be mispal, that you should be Zeichel Medin. As why are Chazal telling us when the Yemei Din is? What is it Negeya to us to know this? As the Mivi says that it's coming to be Melamed, that all these in Yanim are kavu al pi maisa adam, the oira adam lizar lesakin maisa, kapasig beisheya, perig yud beis, pasig gimel, lifkod al yakov kidrochov, ukimalolov yashivlai. When it comes to the time of Pesach, he's thinking the tour is going to be nidoy, as he's going to be careful that his maisim should be bitzitkus, because he needs tour. Peres Ha'ilon, he wants to have Peres, Mayim, Besukis. He knows it's his man of dinners. He's given Ma'ira at these times to make sure that his Maisim are Besukonim. That's the way the Mivi learns. That's the Nafkemina L'Maisa. What is the Makar of these four times that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has done a person? As the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, Darshins in the Pasuk in Tilim, Kapitul Pei Aleph, Tiku B'Chodesh Shofer, B'Chesel Yoyim Chagenu, Mishpoit L'Elokei Yaakov. On the Chag, which is Tiku B'Chodesh Shofer, Rosh Hashanah, it's Mishpoit L'Elokei Yaakov, it's a Yoyim Adin. As the Ram brings, this is the Makkah that Adam is needed on Rosh Hashanah. But there are three other Yemei Adin. Fret the Ram, what's the Makkah of the three other Yemei Adin? Azog deran, Ashen Apshat al pi the Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of the Omid brings a memory from Rabbi Kiva. Rifnei Mamre Taire Viu Omer bePesach, Rifnei Shah Pesach's Mantua. Rashi says, Mandin on Tua. Hashem says, doesn't it do a mitzvah that you should be Zeich in the din? Sukkis is the Zman of Nisach HaMayim, that we should be Zeich in the din and Mayim. Shuas is the Zman of Peres, as bring a carbon of Shtei Alechem. As in the fact that the Torah is saying to do that void at this time, you see it's Yemei Adin. That's why the Torah is telling you, bring these Karbanos. As that's Gufa the Makar. And what's the time why the Yemei Adin are at these times? As that, Lemiri and Iran are Masbir, because Pesach is Isman Yekoitz in the Torah. You bring it to the house, you're going with the tours, you shumze, you're dining on kol in yoni atua. Shuas is the times that it's maskal haperis lizbashel. And Sukkis is the time that it's yoyrid kshamim. As these are the oinus of these things, as memelu, the yemei adin are on these times. Rather, lefiza, you could have thought, maybe you don't need a makar. We don't find the Gemara brings a makar to the yoyim adin, it's a svara. The Ran, you see, not that way. He says this far and he still looks for a Makar. But the Ran asks that these are good Tamim for why the Yom Din of Tur, the Yom Din of Peres, the Yom Din of Mayim. But why is Rosh Hashanah the Yom Din on Adam? What does Rosh Hashanah have to do with being the Yom Din of Adam? As he brings two Mahalchim, one Mahalich, the fear of Elazar, that Adam is Nivra, Be'ala B'Tishri, because a person originally was Nivra on Aleph B'Tishri, and he did a Ched on Aleph B'Tishri, and he was Yatza B'Dimus B'Din, he was Yatza with Rachmanis B'Din, as a Simen Labanim, Hashem makes the Din always on the same day, just like Adam Arishan was Yatza B'Rachmanis, Pasuadin we should be Yotza Berachmanis. Freg the Shlach Kodesh. Yotza Berachmanis. It was Nigzal and Misa. He was sent out of Gan Eden. Ezer Achmanis there. And the Ran, that he was mechuyev in much, much worse. He was supposed to be mace miyad. He was supposed to be finished the whole thing. Hashem was merachim on him. Va'oid, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that coming to a tikkun, that's rachmanis for a person too, as his din is not stam a din, it's a tikkun, that he should reach a higher schar. That's the pshad according to the psikta, according to Rebbe Lazar. The fear of Yeshua, who holds the Olam was Nivra on Nisan, you can't learn this way. As the Ran says, being that by the Cheda Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meratza to them on Yom Kippur, as it's Yimei Ritzui, as Hashem made the din at that time. The Ran had a Chiddush, and the Yischolos HaRitzui was already by Rosh Hashanah. So Meila Hashem made it a time of Ritzui B'din. As the Fila Rani comes out, this is the Zman where we Zeichet HaRachmanis B'din. In the Maral, in the Chirushi Agodas, it says another pshat, because it's the Rosh Hashanah, it's the Tchilas Hashanah for many, many inyanim, Aleph B'tishrei. As the Rosh is Koil Kol Hashanah, the Rosh is the Bekoyach of Kol Hashanah, like the first 6 days of the Bria, the Ramban speaks out, Mishor Shoy is the Shairish of whatever's going to happen in the next 600,000 years. Suad Din. The next 6,000 years, I'm sorry. Azuadin, the first day of the year, is the shayrish of the whole year. Azumela, everything you do on Rosh Hashanah is machriya for the whole year. And that's why we find Simanim Milsa, we do Simanim. And whatever we do is mashpiya ma'od on the whole year. As that's why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Din for an Adam. The Ran is shayla, another interesting shayla on the Mishnah. He asks that the Yom Din ala Adam is al kol murais of everything that's going to be happened to him. As what's there, a separate din on Tua, a separate din on Peiros, a separate din on Mayan. These all affect people, and it's nichlal in the din of Adam. Correct the Ran. Yes, the Ran Mamash is asking poshadip shat shaylas, biurim in the Mishnah, shayna shaylas. Zog the Ran. That the din is first, there's a din klali al kol ha'olam. As Peiros al Pesach, when nidin al atua, is a din klali al kol ha'olam. Kshamim is a din klali al kol ha'olam. And Rosh Hashanah is a din prati, how much each Adam is going to get. That's the mahalach of the Ran. Bring them a first in the color of Mazal Mishnah. Others, my nafkamina and the din klali. At the end of the day, you're going to make a din prati on every person anyway. Azog de Turi Evim Shan in the Ran is that the din klali affects the din prati. Ledugma, if there's a big amount of tua that's nigzer in the world, as it's easier for every individual to be zeichet to a percentage in it. Mashenkin, if there's a small amount of tua, then it's much, much harder to be Zeicha. As the Din HaKlali affects very much the Din HaPrati. That's how the Turi Evan explains the Ran. As the Mishnah says, Ba'aba Prakim Oilem Nidoy, Nidem B'Pesach Ala Tvua. The Turi Evan has an interesting suffix. When is the Yom HaDin of Pesach? Is it the first day of Pesach? Is it the last day of Pesach? Maybe it's the whole Pesach. The Tana was Sosam, the Loi Pirish. As the Turi Evan doesn't like the Tzad, it's every day of Pesach, because by the other Yom HaDin, it doesn't go for more than one day, so why should Pesach be different? As when is it? As the Agoyis of Yeruchim Perlau on the Turi Evan brings a nice raya from the Yushalmi that it's B'yayim Rishon, because the Yushalmi dans a tour that was Loka Be'erev Pesach. Which year was it? As you see, the cutting point is the first day of Pesach. V'chein Kosev the Oirech Lener. They knock it, the Yom HaDin is the first day of Pesach. And Be'emes is a little bit of a diak from the Mishnah that way, because that's why the Mishnah doesn't have to explain it, because it's the first day. But Frank Turi Evan, a very nice question on it. from the Braisa, the Gemara is going to ring on the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara is going to say, "Bifnei Ma Amra Hevi Oimer Al Pesach," because it's the Yom Din on Tvuas. Bring a carbon from the Tvuas that you should be Yiskeh B'din. Fregdatory Evan, you bring the carbon Oimer on Yom Sheni Shal Pesach. If the Yom Din is like Agoyisag Rebiruchim, is Mechia from the Yerushalmi and the Aruch Lener on the first day of Pesach, which is the Pashas LeMishnah, as what does it help if you bring a carbon Oimer on the second day of Pesach? The Yom Din was already on the first day of Pesach. Das Fregdatory Evan Ashena Shaila. As Evshali Yashiv, that there's a big chiddush from the Proshus Drachim. It's a sefer written by the Mishnah of Melech, that the Gemara in Tezayin Amid Beis says that we learn out of Yishmol that Hashem Danim Basheru Sham, Hashem doesn't take into account that various he's going to do later on. Like Yishmol was Zeichet and Mayim, even though he did terrible Averis with Mayim afterwards. But Basheru Sham, Hashem gave him Mayim at that point because he still hadn't done the Averis. Zog the Mishnah Melech, that's only by Averos Hashem doesn't look in the future to give you an onish until you do it. Abba Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and he brings a bunch of rayas. Lefi zeh, as when they do the Yom Din of Rosh Hashanah, of the first day of Pesach, they take into account the Omer that you're going to bring on the second day. If this would be true, it would be Miyashiv another Shaila that the din on Rosh Hashanah is in the first 3 hours, yet our minig is we don't daven so early. We blow the shofar and we daven musaf later on in the day, but the din is over already. Aval lefi zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account the whole day. It'd be a big limud zchus, so it's a big chiddush. Yeah. Thus is the... The Mishnah says that's the din ala tfua. The Mishnah then continues, "B'Rosh Hashanah kol boi oylam oivrim lefanav kibnei maram." The Marsha asks that why by Sharazmanim is because the Mishnah uses the lashon din nidoim donim, and Rosh Hashanah doesn't use the lashon of din. It says oivrim lefanav. Zog the Marsha because the Gemara says all the other Yom Tovim is the Gemara Din. By Adam it's only the Tchilas Adin. As therefore it doesn't say Din. Rather, the Nitziv says, Lefi Zeh, you can answer the Turi Evan, yes, why by Nisacham, by Chag, it says Nidoinim, with a double Lashon Al Amayim. Why does it say Nidoinim Bechlal? It should be Nichlal in the beginning. What it said, Nidoin B'Pesach, Alatua Batzeres Alperes Ilan. Sucked in its being that we were mafsik with Adam, that you can't say the Lashon of Nida, and now we repeat over and we say Nidainim, and we say the Lashon Rabin to be Magish, it's Tchilas Vesayt Din, even though Adam is only Tchilas Din. The Mishnah says, Oivrin Lefanov. Meduyig the Mishnah is every person is Oimid Lefne Hashem Lekabel Dinai. Mishpasha. Gemara's Ma'azal Lashon of Kenei Miroin, that every person is Cholech Bifnei Atzmai. Mefilaran, it's Cholech Mishal Dinim, it's on Klolos Oilam. Hashenken over here, the Mishnah is being Magish, it's Kibnei Maram. Why the Mishnah doesn't say Oivim Kolecha Levad, why does it say Bnei Maram? Hopefully, Bez Hashem will see it, maybe a Yishuv in the Gemara later on. As thus is the Mishnah. As the Mishnah says, the Arba Prakim that Olam is Nidim, by Adam it goes into the Tzura of the Din, the way we don the Adam also. The Gemara is Magish, that the Zmanim of Din that are Kosev in the Mishnah is Lashitas Rabbi Shmal. Over there are four other Shitas in the Tanoim, what's the Zman of Din? And it's two Machleks in B'Yisai. Number one, Reb Meir holds the din of everything is at the same time on Rosh Hashanah. El Shal Sesfar Aran, everything's Nechlal in Adam. And each one doesn't have its own Zman. That's one you say is the Gemach Lekis. Another one is Reb Yesir Nasan holds the din of Adam is not at once a year. It happens all the time, either every day or every second of the day. But there's a very famous Turei Evanos. They say a lot of Turei Evanos. It's Paseach the Sugi, the Turei Evanos. The Turei Evan learns, the Pashas is Mashmah, if you're Rav Yosi and Rav Nosson, there's no difference in din between Olive and Tishrei and every day. Every day there's a din, just like Olive and Tishrei. Abba Frek, the Turei Evan, many questions on. The Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis learns out Shemitah and Yovel. In Rosh Hashanah is Yom Aleph V'Tishrei. The Gemara on Tes Amud Beis learns out Arlo. Where? You learn that from the Rosh Hashanah of Adam, that it's his Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. Hare Lefidus Man Diyamal, Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi, Hare Rosh Hashanah is not the Adam's Yom HaDin. As where do you know that it's a Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah, the Yoivim, the Arla, Aleph V'Tishrei. It's all learned out of Adam. It's not Mashma, but these Tanoim are Choylik on the Mishnah. Learn Metzinu Mishu Shecholik on the Mishnah. Shaila number one. Shaila number two. The Gemara Lamed Beis, Amed Beis asks, why don't, is Medayik the Mishnah, we don't say Hala on Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, why not? Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Mesim Suchin Lefanav Ha'oimrim Shira. Freg the Turei Evan, Lefi Rav Nosson, and Rav Yosi. Every day we're down in the Adam. What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and every day? We say Hallel on other days. Another question he asks is on Tevilas Musaf. We say Zichroinius, Malchus, Shofers, because it's a Yom HaDin, to be Zeichel B'Din, like the Gemara says in the bottom of Tesayin Amid Aleph. You have to say it every day. What's the Yichud of Rosh Hashanah? Those are the Shtarger Rayas from Minhage Kla Yisal that Anoi Galiba the Kule Alma. Not much for these machlekes in these areas. That you see that somehow Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi Almeida that Rosh Hashanah is a special Yom HaDin. As Be'emes, Bituri Evan was Machaven in a Shaila to the Rishainim. The Miri asks the Kasha, and the Miri says that you see that even their Maida, that there's a certain din on Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't speak out the specifics, but he says it must be there's also a din, and he adds, Ebel Ve'la Devrei Elokim Chaim. There's a truth in everyone. Every Mandiyama is right, because there has to be, there's a little bit of din on both. The Ravya and Chelik Beisim and Tovkut Lamed Beis says it, but he explains it too. He says, according to them, the din on Rosh Hashanah is the din on Klal Olam. And the din every day is on the Prat of that day. That's very similar to the Ran we had in the Mishnah, that the din of Tua is on Klal Olam, the din on Adam is on the Prat. Oh, that's how the Rabbi wants to answer. The Sisei Chaim brings him his Rebbe, the Michter Meliyahu, that he's Maisif. You don't have to say that one's a din on Klal Shana, one's a din on Klal Olam, and one's a din on the Adam Beprat. You could say even Klape the Adam, there's two Madregas. There's the Adam Klape, what is going to be Zeicha the whole year, and every day we done if it's worthwhile of getting what he was supposed to be Zeicha. Ulfiya Mahachaman Elu Nimsa Lekuli Alma Rosh Hashanah. Is a Yom HaDin. Nechleku, is Rosh Hashanah the finite Yom HaDin? Everything's decided in Rosh Hashanah. That's a Mishmal in the first Tanayim holding the Mishnah. And Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi are saying there's also a little bit of din every day to decide what you're supposed to get on that day. The Gemara is before the fear of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael, Adam Nidin be Rosh Hashanah, Vagzal Din Shaloi Nechtam be Yom Kippur. Freg the Ritva, the basic Shailam Pshat. What's the difference in Nidin be Rosh Hashanah and Gzal Din be Yom Kippur? He says Nidin all over in Kol HaTorah means we paskin in Chayiv Azakai. As what are we Maisif on Yom Kippur that we didn't paskin on Rosh Hashanah? And the Ritva says, on Rosh Hashanah we're danin zakai o chayiv. On Yom Kippur, we paskin that he should, with goyzer, he should get the oinish for what he's chayiv for. With goyzer, he should get the siyata deshmaya for what he needs for. Medayim sarach biya, why is it in two levels? Already do it all in one shot. As nira lahaz with the Ritva, I'll be the goyin in Arachayim, Simon Tov, Kuf, Pei, Bei, Sifkot, and Tess, and the Svas, Emes over here. But they explain the difference. The reason why Hashem splits it into two is that you have Aseres Yimei Tshuva to do tshuva, and you could change the gzeirah. As that's the word. The psak be'etzem is on Rosh Hashanah, what you deserve. Hashem gives you time, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to do tshuva. You have to, even though the Gemara says later on that even after Yom Kippur, we still daven, like Rabbi Yitzchak, you could change the gzeirah. It's much harder afterwards to change it. Above here, it's yomim that are given to change it. But oid is more siyata d'shemaya that you should be able to do tshuva. As thus is the why Hashem splits the din into two. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta asked the famous shayla, Zim Cain, Hashem wants us to do tshuva, and He gave us a sesim a tshuva in Yom Kippur. Let's have it before Yom Rosh Hashanah. Why do we paskin the din and then give you time to be Ikerit? First, we should give you time to be Ikerit before Rosh Hashanah. And it says, because people wouldn't take it seriously. First, you have to paskin the din. People have the pachad, the aim of din. Then you say, okay, you have time to be Ikerit. People look at it different. That is a mahalach. A ba'ayim pan on the Torah, you could say a different mahalach. That the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ikin the Briya is din, and that's Rosh Hashanah. His anhog of shitif imoy midas arachmin. Be'ikin tikkun olam is to be zeicha v'din. But we need a shitif imoy midas arachmin. As Rosh Hashanah is be'ikin anhog of v'din. Yom Kippur is the shitif imoy midas arachmin. Avad on Rosh Hashanah, there's also a shitif of midas arachmin. But it means that Yom Kippur is much more higher level of shitif imoy midas arachmin to the etzem adin. As thus is the chilukim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what's the different dinim on each one, and why the Torah split it that way. The Turi Yevin asks a very interesting shayla. Turi Yevin opens every sugya. The Turi Yevin asks that l'choyer there's a steer on the rises. Over here, there come a tanayim we saw, Mishra'al Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Gzadin, Shaladim, is needed by Rosh Hashanah, the Gzadin is a Yom Kippur. Around the brice on the Zayin on the base of Kisvidayam and Mishum Rabbi Eichanan, that the Kisvidayam and Mishum Rabbi Eichanan, that only Beinanim Atluim Voimen, the Gmal Din is on Yom Kippur. Sadikim on Echtavim, Echtavim Lalter, Birosh Hashanah Lechayim. Vishayim on Echtavim, Echtavim Lalter, Lemisa Birosh Hashanah. As the only person it's Nagei is Beinanim. As why is the bright Sylvia saying is Mashma, these Tanoim, that every person his Tchilas Din is on Rosh Hashanah, his Gmar Din is on Yom Kippur, it's only for Beinanim. Zog the Turi Evin, actually you have to be Doicha, that Roiv people are Beinanim. Ramela, the bright Sylvia spoke for Beinanim, Tchilashim Shah. It's also a big chiddush, right? People are beinanim, are beinanim, are mechsa mitzvahs, mechsa schuyas. Mechatesa, every person is mechsa mitzvah, mechsa schuyas. It's very hard. People do loads of mitzvahs and averes. Should be exactly even. It's very, very hard. As the Sifsei Chaim wants to be mazbel pia goyim, in brachas daf samach aleph amid beis, that says beinani is not only kefi the counting of your mitzvahs and averus. It's making a shikul of what kind of a person you are. As a person who sometimes wants to do the right thing and sometimes wants to do wrong things, the Yetzirah is miskaber, as that's called a beinani. As even if it's not exactly 50-50, but his suras adam is not a roiva machriya to a tzaddik and he's not a roiva machriya to a rasha. As he's neither kibainani. Yeah. Lamaisa, this is when we asked our Rebbeim, when we were younger, like, the Zadin is only for Beinanim, as they told us, everyone's Beinanim. Kach is the meaning of Kach Yisrael, Kach Nogu Lahagi. Al Derech the Turi Yevin. And so we see that's the makor of this book. Of the Goyin and Shulchan Aruch, and some Tov Kuf Pei Beis, answers the Shaila of the Turi Evin, Al Pia Toysus, Ante Zayin, Ome Beis, when the big Yisoy Toysus asks, how could you say, Sadikim, Anachtam, and Lechayim, they made Sadikim that die. How could you say Rishayim Anach Tamim Lemisa? There are many Rishayim that live. The obvious question, Embatrasis, the Gemara and Tezayin Amibes is going on the Din La'ilam Haba. As Kum Techais Tisvei Dinin, there's a Din La'ilam Haas and a Din La'ilam Haba. Freg the Tesis Rush, Din La'ilam Haba, Dan La'ilam Haba, what's in the Gaya here? Zak the Tesis Rush. Because it means if he's a Ben Olam Haba, we'll be noig with him by Olam Haba a certain way, kefis that he should have his tikkun Olam Haba. As I bezei zok the guy in Svei Dinim, pshuta kemashmoy, the Svei Dinim, that there is two Dinim. That what? That din number one is on Olam Haba, that everyone b'shava, the Ascholas Adin is in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara Adin is on Yom Kippur. And Kapi Olam Haba, then it's Mischalik, Sadiqim are right away on Rosh Hashanah, and Rishayim are right away on Rosh Hashanah. And Lefi Zed is Tam, a big Revach, that Lefi Le Gemara and Tezayin Abeis, it means Sadiqim should close up their Machzor after Rosh Hashanah and go home. Yom Kippur is a regular day for them. They already finished their din. What are they davening? Shuva. Finished. Rishayim also. Goodbye. Go home. No, your din is finished. The fees are no. There's a chelik which is also negayah to them. They have a yom din. The Sifri Chaim in chelik aleph is maybe the kuti agram the ramchal and sefer achochma that add a very nice knech alpilis in davening. We add to the tefillah during the aseres yimei tshuva because veinu lechayim. As you find a very interesting thing in the first three brachas, you say zechveinu lechayim stam. In the last three brachas, you say l'chaim tovim, l'shalom, l'bracha. Why do you add in the third and the fourth bakash and the first and the second? You don't, as they both say, the first and the second, the svei dinim. As the first and the second, we're asking b'chai olam haba. That you don't have to be mefarid. Everything there is good. As once you zeicha, it's toiv. The third bakash and the fourth bakash is on in Yani Ilam Hazeh. Over there, there are levels that you have to be mafar. The Gemara then asks, "Kiman mitzalina neidna k'si meri choylem v'talmide recham." Why are we davening? The Gzar Din was on Rosh Hashanah, and Kuvan Kolin the Shaila is the famous Shaila that everyone asked after the Gzar Din on Rosh Hashanah. What are we davening for? It was nigzer already. As Chan Malach is v'noig like Rabbi Yosi, Shalom Nidu v'chol Yoyin, the Malach Hashem is k'Rav Yitzhak, Shemahani Tfila L'shanes Adin Shal Rosh Hashanah. And the Ritva says, Kachanu Noyegim, Nishloz Mitzayin, a Gemara in Brachas, Taf Yud, it was nigzer on Chizkiyo Lomas, and he was mispalel, and he changed his Gzar Din, and he said over B'Shem David, his grandfather, there's a sharp blade on the neck, there's a zadin misa. Altis yayish min ha-tfila. Tfila always is pyro. We see at the Gavaldike koyach ha-tfila to break zeres. Mifnei ma, as the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks, Mifnei ma amra taira. The Pnei Yeshua says, there are many korbanos you bring on Yantiv. We don't find the Gemara asks for Fnei Ma'an Mertayra. Why is the Gemara asked on these individual ones? He says, because they're unusual. We don't have them. A korban oimer of Sairim, a korban shtei alechem of Shavuos, and Nisa Chamayim, we don't have it any other time. That's why the Gemara is asking on these specifically. Fnei Ma'an Mertayra, must be there's an Indian. As Rabbi Kiva says that it's coming, these are the ways that we're misbarach for the Yom HaDin. This is a beautiful Hadgosh and Pshat. On every Yom HaDin, Hashem gave us a mitzvah that we should be zeicha for brachas in the Yom HaDin. Ezechiko mamtakim v'kulay machmadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time that Hashem gives us a din, Hashem gives us the way to be zeicha for din too. It's kulay chiko mamtakim. We see klop. How we zeicha badin by bringing a carbon, as the chinuch and mitzvah savik zayim boy is a big yisai from here. That when you do a mitzvah with a chayfetz, it causes the shayir shamayim to be ptuchim, to be mashpia shef and brach on the chayfetz you do the mitzvah with. Rabbi Leviol Yor, Rabbi Leviol Yapian said another hezber. that we find it only by Korbanus. We don't find it mentioned in other places. He wants to say it's a din miyuchad in Kolbin, when you makariv it Lashem, you makariv it Lashem, as yizaycha from bracha Lashem, of a frektal evil. Your own interesting question. It says that how yizaycha on Rosh Hashanah, imru lefanei malchias, it's mashmitz dumi adasharei, over here not bringing a Korban. He says, Vais Techois Imru Lefanei Malchias is bringing a korban, the person, you're bringing a korban Lefnei Hashem, by being Mamlech Hashem on yourself, you're giving yourself over to Hashem, as you say, to bracha from Hashem. Beautiful pshat in the Gemara. As the Ritvi is Masber, the Begimel of Rishon is korban Rishtei Alechem, Nisrael Mayim, the Braisa says, Mifnei Ma'amra Torah, because they're Dine Daraisa. Abba, by Malki Zichron is Mishoifras, it doesn't say Mifnei Ma'amra Torah, because the Gemara Lama Dalar on the basis of Mavur, that it is Derabonon. However, the Ritva asks that the Nusach of the Braisa is Imru Lefanai, the Gers of the Rishva, Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, Imru Lefanai, that's the, no, we don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the reading, that's the way it should be. Frag the Ritva, what's a Kadosh Baruch Hu Amma? Loimer Malchias Achrayinus V'Shaifres, it's Drabonon. As the Ritva explains, because the Chazal Darshan from Psukim Zachrayinus Malchias V'Shaifres, as even though the Gemara says it's Drabonon, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. As he says, Bapshan and Asmachta, you see over here, is what we learn out. It's the Torah was Mechavin to be Meramis to the Rabbanon later on, to make this Din the Rabbanon. As there's a Remez in the Torah to make the Din the Rabbanon. And the Ritvi has a Svara that that's Pshan in every Asmachta, because the Rabbanon are not Mechadish anything without finding a Remez in Torah Shemiksav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema uptight, why Asmachta is this way. This is the famous Yisoid of the Ritva. And he's Magdish that Asmachta doesn't mean the Rabbanon just wanted you to remember the din, so they were mismachan on a din daraisa. The Pasik is coming to teach you, was Mosar Kosev Lechachomim to teach it to you. That would be Hezbe and Taisus and Shabbos Lamadala. The Taisus says something that's numad from an Asmachta is more chomer. The Miriam Brocha says, Safek Asmachta Lechumra, like a Daraisa. As we see in the Rishonim, that the Rishonim held Asmachta's Mochomer, because the Torah was Meramis to the Din Derabbanan. Rather, these Rishonim are Mavur, they are Derabbanan without Asmachta. It's not like the Yisrael of the Ritva, that every Derabbanan has an Asmachta. Okay. Thus is the Mahalach of the Ritva. The Shaila is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in the Hagdama. And the Tshuvas of Maril say that Pshan and Asmachta is that Rabbanu wanted you to remember the Din as they put it on Dinim, made Asmach from Dine Daraisa. As how could the Gemara say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As in the Siddur Hagdor to the Hagdama Kodesh, it's from Rabbi Yitzhak Meltzer, the Talmud of the Gra wrote it. And the Mishnah of Aaron from Aaron Kotler in his Musar on Rosh Hashanah, they both say a Shaina answer that the Toichin or Inyan of Mitzvah Shaifer is that we should come to that car of Malchus and we should be Zeicher Hashem. As Kum Techois, the Toichin Apnimi of the Mitzvah of Shaifer is the Chroinius Malchus with Shaifer, and the mocker of this is Rashi and Tilim. Capital pay test, you can add the Rashi on the Pasuk. Asher Yom Yoyde Shrua. Zot Rashi, what's Yoyde Shrua? That Yoydim Laratis is Boiram Liskas Vidim. How? With what they say, Schreinius Malchias, Vishayfrais. As you see, the Yoyde Shrua, the Havana, the idea of Shrua, Freg the Medish, Vichikola Goyim, Lo Yoydim Laria, Vichrua. No one knows how to blow in a Shayfer besides Yidden. Everyone knows how to blow trumpets in Shaifres. But the Yidden know there's a Teichim Pnimi, there's a meaning behind the Shaifer, a depth behind the Shaifer. Zichronius Malchus. and they're makayim that depth, and that's how the Yisrael begin. That's Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, blow shofar. But what's the meaning of the shofar? Malchi imru lefanai, malchi zechroinais v'shofaris. Nefizeh, you could answer Rashi in Parshas Emor. The Pasuk says zichron shua. Rashi says zichron shua. It's to say zechroinais amalchis. Frekt di Ramban. From the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lama Dala that says it's midarabanon. Lefizeh is doch gewaldi. The chiv is the Rabbanon, but the Yisoid Indian is the Raisa. As the Rabban learns Zichron Shua differently, that it means Ayyidei the Shua, it's Mala Azikaran, like the Gemara says by us later on. As that's Imru Lefanai. How did that Kodesh Baruch Hu say to say? The Ritva says it's big Yisoid and Asmachta here. And Vidas Rashi, the Siddur Agro, the Mishnah Sirmaran learn that it's Neman Mitzvah Tchiyah Shaisha. Over here, this Gemara is a key Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You can learn the Gemara and not be some lave. The Gemara is telling us, Eich Zoichin B'din Rosh Hashanah. This is the place. The Gemara is Megalus. How we Zoichin this big din, this Chomerdika din of Rosh Hashanah. The way we're Zoichin is Amiris, Malchiyah Zichroinis, and Tchiyah Shaifer, or Amiris, Psukei Shaifres. As this is a different mabar of what we're doing in Musaf. We're being Zeicha Bedin. This is the key tefillah. This is what we're being Zeicha Bedin. And the Makar is the Rashi and Tilim. Kapitel Pei Tes. Ashayam Yoedim Shua. The Oysher. The Zeicha to the Ashayam. And thus is Ba'or Panecha Yalichon. We look at the world differently. And we're Zeicha to Ha'aris Panim, which is Ratzon of Hashem. Boris Panim was Zeichel HaKol HaBrachas. As thus is Aleni, Yediach Shuvah B'Yaisar. It changes our Rosh Hashanah, it electrifies our Avodas HaMusav, because that's the Iker Avodah, the Iker Schia. Because what do we have to do to be Zeicha? Imru Lefanai Malchias. We're doing the Raisa, the Etzema Mira does the trick. But only if you do it, there's Aisafa L'tam Lichuni Aleichem. The Rach is Mazbe, the Kavana, L'Kabal Hashem L'Melech. What's the Pirish of Tam Lichuni? As the Papashis, the Kavana is to be Makir, Hashem is the Melech of the world. Hashem runs the worlds with Tali B'Gamri B'Yad Hashem. Everything's Tali and Hashem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. To feel with Mamish B'Yad Hashem LaKol. And also in the Psukim of Malchus, with Madish Hashem is Melech HaKol Olam, not just on us. And La'asid Lovay too. There'll be a Gilui Gomer L'Kulam. That's a Chilik of the Gilui of Amlachus Hashem. Vitzorach Bir. Hare, we all believe Hashem is the Melech. We need to say Malchias on Rosh Hashanah. We know Hashem's the Melech. Who be Yeser? Every day, the 10th pasuk of Malchias is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every day, we say it twice a day. It's a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. As what is Rosh Hashanah different than the whole year? And this, of course, reminds us of the Shaila, the famous Shaila, the Prima Godin. And the Minuschinach, that every day there's a mitzvah Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is Lela Seder different? Well, you could ask that question on Rosh Hashanah. Every day there's a mitzvah Lekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? So you could say, we talk about it more. Could be. But there's a much more previous teretz, a much more deeper teretz. Hamloches Hashem has madregis and madregis. They're people, they believe in the head. Hashem is the Melech. But they don't feel it. They don't live with it in day-to-day life. They feel koichi v'yotzim yodi. They're mishtadl kol kach to make money, to be matzliach, because they believe everything is tali amayish tablis. If someone should dare do something to them that bothers them, they get so upset at the person. Because he's doing it to me. If he damages my business, he was the one that destroyed my business. He destroyed my house. They don't see Hashem. They don't see Hashem at all. And that's the avoide of Rosh Hashanah. Not just to know it in our heads, but to live with it, to feel it. Tamlichuni Aleichem. It should go in on a much, much deeper level. How do we do this? Number one, this man is mesugal. It's Rosh Hashanah. We know Hashem's making the din. It's much more easier to feel it. Number two, this man beoifin skuli. This is the tkiya shayfer, the mitzvah hayoyim, the vikdashtenu mitzvah secha ma'orer. In these areas, we can make it go in much, much deeper than we can the whole year. One of the Sfarim that put out a pirish on the Machzor, and he says, by Malchus, the Indian is l'kabel lasas kol ha-mitzvos v'zeh melachas Hashem. As be'emes, what's yoytzi mitam lichuni is you should listen to the tzivuyim for sure. But if you look at the psukim and the tefillas that we say, we're not really madgish that. It seems like that's not the dogish of the avoide of Rosh Hashanah. The dogish is to be moide, to be makir, and to be mispal, gilui malchusai, al kol ha'olam. That's a chilek of the hamlocha. Zichroinois is kidei shiyala zichroinechem lefnechem lefanai letoiva. We're not just saying psukim, you know, people run through the zichroinois. I'm just saying another pasuk. This is, we're saying that just like you were then zichiras letoiva, like we do in every pasuk, it should be oila lefnecha to be zichiras letoiva now, as everyone is being piled, that we should be niskel letoiva lekol hashana. Very powerful what we're doing with these zichroinois. Ubameh b'shoifer. As the Ritva has two malchim, is there one kipshuta, the Gemara is mechaven to tchiya shoifer, and the Rajman and the Ritva masber that tchiya shoifer is male, shetala zikar and letoiva, v'gam that we should be mamlech Hashem, and the Ritva is masber because they used to blow the shoifer when they were mamlech HaMelech. And that resag in his time tchiya says this out also. That's why the going it brings in Maisa Rav had a simcha b'shas tchiyah, because he says it's min haroi to be mamlech Hashem b'simcha. You mamlech Hashem and you look sour during the hamlocha ha'ifei. You have to do it b'simcha. As avad it's his man to be misayir b'tshuva, but don't forget there's 100 tchiyahs also be misameach. Yeah. The Ritva asks on this mahalach, why doesn't the Kumbaisa be masber, why we say Psukei Shaifers? He says it doesn't have to, it's obvious. You do the Mitzvah Shaifers, so you say Psukei Shaifers. In his second shot, he learns that the Gemara is going on the Psukei Shaifers, because sometimes on Shabbos you have Psukei Shaifers without Shaifers. And he brings it to accept, it's Gairim Sheyala Tfilas Lashem. So the Fiza, you could be masber the Brocha that we make at the end of Shaifers. Mazin umakshiv lekol tkiyasenu. What's the double lashon? One is he hears the etzem kol of the shofar, and number two he hears with depth the tefilos, the hamlocha that went together with the shofar. Thus is beautifully said what the shofar does. It's a deep havana in the shofar. It's something which is very mysterious to many of us. The Gemara is Megala, the Avodah of Shofar is to be Mamlech Hashem, Maki Hashem is the Melech, and to be Mispal Shiyala Zechreinenu L'Toiva. And the Shofar brings it all up to Hashem. The Gemara continues, Lama Toikim B'Shofar Shalayal Nechlik Ba Rishonim. Tosis learns this is Li Kuva of a many Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ramban and Drashas learns it's a mitzvah, a minig, Klal Yisrael, a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Freg the Ramban and the Ritva, but it says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it say it on a mincha, on a minik? Zog the Ritva, because B'shas Takid Hashem said, every time the Banim HaMaskir, and it says, even on Rosh Hashanah, Bifrat on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem will be Maskir Os L'Toyva. As the mitzvahs the Rabbanon of the Zecher L'Toyva is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says when you blow at the ayil mala ni alechem kilo akadtem es atzmachem b'tzarel beer. We maskev schusavus many times. We don't find mala ni alechem kilo akadtem atzmachem. Why over here? As the Miri says, because when you mention, when you blow the shofar of the ayil, you should be thinking, look what Yitzchak did. Look how much avas Hashem he gave his life. Avram gave his son. As that machshava, that hakara of how important, how much we have to give to Hashem, mala ni alechem kilo akadem atzmechem. The Siddur HaGra is moisiv, and if you can, try to think that you're willing to be moiser your life, Hashem. It adds a mila to it. In the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Amar, he says very beautifully, not that we're thinking bizman, the shofar is blowing, not that we're looking at the ayil. The fact that we use an ayil, and it's ma'ar, the schus of the akedah, as that's goyrim Hashem to be zeicher, all of us the whole year, every year has mesiras nefesh, l'tayr and mitzvahs, what he gives to do a mitzvah, which is me'ein, the schus of Yitzchak. As when we ma'ir the schus of Yitzhak, we're also ma'ir as chusim of Mesiris Nefesh. And mala ni aleichem kilo akantem atzchem. And that helps us be zeicha b'din. When we're mamshich b'darke ya'ovis, it's ma'ir mo'az. We're not only be ma'ir the schus of ovis, we'll be ma'ir as chusim also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.